Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges Podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 40 and today is Saturday, October 15th, 2016. I am your host, Lita, and joining me, the man pushing the buttons over there, is Stone. Hey, Stone. How you doing?
Good. Good. Kind of. Good. But, yep, good. Good.
Good. Yay! Good. Excellent. We're both good. And
you're doing good?
We both tried to log in for the gnome run.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the server keeps crashing, so we're just going to podcast instead. So for something different, maybe. So everyone that's going to do the gnome run, have fun and hope the server doesn't crash too much. But yeah, that's a bit crazy. It's a great thing to do anyway. Today, we have a guest. We're very excited. We've got a very special guest. It's been a little while since we have spoken to him, but we have, and he has got a lot of different titles. I'm not really sure what I want to call him, but I would say
I said King of the First. I said King of the First.
That's exactly right. He is very much the King of the First. We have our Legion Iron Champion, which is Lisan.
First.
Hey, how are you? Guys.
I'm good. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
Oh, we are so thrilled to have you on. And not only that, that you are the first for Legion to make it to 110.
And it
how
wasn't even
amazing.
That long.
You are a machine.
Yeah, it's like 30 days. I don't even think it was.
29,
yeah.
Wow. That is just, that's amazing. All right. Well, thank you for coming and having a chat with us again. We do really appreciate you giving up your time for a bit to sit down with us. Before we get into, because I want to know a bit about this, you know, the Legion leveling and all of that fun. Just tell us, what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? Because it has been a little while. So what you been doing?
When did you speak last time? Was it spring?
We have a list. I didn't really check. I think it was like episode 13.
So it's been a while.
It's
been
a while.
Well, during the summer, I didn't play too much World of Warcraft. I played a lot of Diablo 3 and also Mass Effect. And by the way, Mass Effect is a great game if you like science fiction and a good story. I highly recommend the Mass Effect trilogy. Then after Legion started, I came back to World of Warcraft and I started leveling my main to 110. And in the same time, I started leveling my Iron Tune, Lisan. The Discipline Priest, and I took her to 110 as well. And more recently, in the last week, I started the Blood Elf Paladin Challenge, and that's ongoing. So I'm going to continue on that for the next week.
You have to stop. Because I want to win.
No. Stone's not winning. That's okay. Don't worry about that.
And it you go. You were last on episode 16. I'm looking at it here. Yeah, on Saturday, April the 30th. You were the first warrior ever. Petless hunter. First iron to hit max. It's just, you know, wow.
King of the First.
King of the
Verse.
And the second pacifist.
I wasn't going to say. I know. I was going to say because I knew you were like, it's one of those things. I was like, oh, I didn't want to bring it up, but all right.
It's okay.
Oh, well, but still, I mean, the what you've accomplished so far is so amazing. Like, congratulations, because it just is. I am in awe of what you've done, and I think it is absolutely a credit to you and obviously how you play. So before we get stuck into the other stuff, I just want to know a little bit about what your process was for leveling this time with Legion. Like, did you have a strategy going into it? Did you do any beta? Did you work things out before you started working on your iron? Or was it more just feeling how things went along the way? Like, what was the process for you this time?
Yeah, I did have a beta access, and I played a little bit. But I don't really like to make plans beforehand, because they usually don't work. And I don't know if you've been to beta, but a lot of quests in Draenor were not... were giving full experience in beta, and after Legion started, they were all giving 3 times less experience. So, if I have used the plan to level in Nagrand or the Nan jungle, the plan would have not worked. So, I started a bit initially, not knowing how I'm gonna get to 110, and I just went with the flow. I tried to get as much experience as I could from the old content, from Draenor. I basically did all the quests in the main zones except the Nan jungle, which by the time I got there, they were just 1,000 experience per quest, which was not worth it. And then I just started grinding mobs in Legion. There are some mobs that my priest could handle. They gave about 1,000 experience per mob, and there were also some treasure chests in Tanan jungle that were respawning, so I could go and look for them, so there was not a finite number of them. And the dailies, the 3 dailies. I know everybody
which
doesn't like the 3 dailies, the winter spring one, the Frost Saber daily, then there's the one in Howling Fjord with the sea lions. The plants versus zombies. So these were the 3 dailies that give you scaling experience. So I did them every day. That was 45,000 experience per day only from these dailies. I discovered something else, that the garrison buildings also have quests associated with them that are a lot of them were scaling. One of them, the Dwarven bunker at level 3, gives you even a daily. You have to get 25 horde scraps for a full amount of experience that's scaling with the level. So, and the stables is also very good for experience. It has about 20 or 30 quests that are scaling. That can be done at level 1 building. So that was also about, I would say, 3/4 of a level only from stables. So I tried to find the experience where I could. I mean, I didn't have any plan. I just went forward, and luckily I was successful. By the time I finished, I was actually finished all the experience that I could. So if I needed to go one more level, I would have needed to go and do quests in Legion, which is not a good way to go.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's awesome. Alrighty. So tell us, what are you focused on at the moment? And like you just said, you know, you've got Lysanne up to 110, and you're working on obviously the contest that we've got going at the moment. So tell us about that. How is your Blood Elf Pally doing?
Is my first impression, because this is the first toon that I'm leveling from level one in Legion mm-hmm. is that everything is very, very easy. I mean, yep. Everybody said that the specs will not make a difference, but I think they do make a huge difference. And also the experience that you get from quests was buffed.
Yep.
You get about 2 to 3 times more per quest in old world, which means you can skip entire zones and you will get to 60 without any problems. Even Outland, which I'm leveling right now, is easy with this tune. I mean, one-on-one, I don't have problems with any mob.
Yeah.
If I get two, I need to bubble, to shield myself just to be safe. From three mobs on, it's a bit riskier. But one-on-one, there is no mob that could kill me one-on-one in Outland. So I think it's easy. It's probably going to be harder from 90 onward. I'm not sure if I'm going to get there because
no.
There's just one more week, and I don't think I have the time to go so far.
Just stop now. Stop now. Although you know, as you level, there's more of the risk that you potentially get yourself into a spot where you're in trouble. Right, and you die.
That's true. Yeah, that's the only fear that I have with this tune is because I don't have Shadow Meld, is that I will get somehow ambushed by some 3 or 4 mobs and I will not have anything to do because you're not a Night Elf. You cannot escape combat.
Yeah.
But other than that, except falling or a disconnect or a crash, I don't see myself dying.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you're obviously doing very well at the moment. So, with the pally, so good job. Stone.
I will say that it was good to see somebody give Matt the run for his money, because all of a sudden Maddie is up there at like level 65, and I'm like, what? Already? Like, what? And then I saw your tune, and I was like, okay, well, here we go. Listen.
When I started, I couldn't play for a couple of days, so I basically started leveling on Monday, and I didn't even look at the standings until yesterday. Yesterday, I looked, and I saw, okay, there were two guys before me, and they all died. So I was not even aware that I'm on top. I just went and did my old stuff and didn't really care about the standings.
Yeah. And sometimes I think that's probably the better way, is not to focus on that like some other person that I know.
We talk about.
But no, you're doing really well. And is a pally something that you've played much before, listen? Or is this, you know, is it a class that you're not used to playing?
I didn't have any pally higher than 70, and that was an Iron Man. So that was the same with Lysanne, the priest. My highest priest was level 15 until I played the Iron Man tune. So you don't need experience to go with an Iron Man. You can learn by playing.
Yep,
I think.
Okay. Oh, that's true. All righty. So tell us about your fondest challenge memory.
Well, that's still the dinging 90 on Lysanne. That's not going to be beat soon. Even the getting to 110 now felt a bit anticlimactic. There was no real challenge, not in the way of content, by not having other challengers racing.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like it was hard to get there. I mean, it feels like I'm running against myself. I'm not sure if it doesn't sound too elitist. It's just it didn't feel very.
Honestly, good. I was expecting one or two other people to be racing with you, and I know for sure one person blatantly said they're not going to, and then the other person, I guess I just thought wrong. So, yeah, I mean, I understand how you feel about, you know, like, if it's just by yourself, you know, hey, I mean, it doesn't make it as interesting as it would if there was two or three others there, right? So, I mean, right now we have the next one is like 105, no, 107. It's 107.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, what I want to know is with the zones that you level through, like what has been, obviously you've mapped out what way that you like to go through. So what's been your most effective leveling with your zones?
I realized that I prefer zones that have quest lines that go like on rails that send you to do three quests, and then you need to go on another part of the zone and do three quests, and then so it feels much better to go from one part of the zone to another, for instance Badlands, Ashenvale, or Storm Talon Mountains. These are my favorite zones for Horde. Then zones that allow you to choose and go wherever you want. It, for some reason, it feels better for me, the first part. And especially now that you have the quest for the experience for quest is buffed, you can skip zones without, for instance, I didn't even touch Eastern Plague Lands on my Paladin. And also Ungoro Crater, there was no need to go there because I leveled to 60 only in Winter Spring and it's a little bit of Blasted Lands, I think.
Okay.
All right. So we all, I wouldn't say like the deaths, but, you know, a death story is definitely something.
Speak for yourself.
We can all relate to. We can all relate to it. I think
I love it
all
when
of
I
us
hear
have had deaths. Deaths I don't like, oh, know. No. I don't think there's very many people that have played a challenge tune and never lost one. So deaths are always interesting because we do die in many different ways. What's been your worst death?
The worst death was on my first Pathless Hunter. That was a Blood Elf as well. It was during the Hallow's End event. And I took the fly... the flying point to Blasted Lands. And I was level 90. At that level, the Iron Horde is occupying the zone. And I totally forgot that that you don't have access to old content starting at 90. And I was watching Netflix in the background and I just heard my tune crying, being attacked instantly as it landed by as she landed by three or four horde, level 90 hordes, and I just died, and I don't know, it was not a good way to die.
Yeah.
It was another thing was it wasn't a death, but it was close to dying, with Lisanne at. After the 2 weeks, the show 2 weeks ago, I remember when Stone said, "I don't want to jinx you." I was 108, and you kind of jinxed me because about 30 minutes after your podcast, I was going through High Mountain, and my client crashed. And luckily, I was on a pet, so. When I came back after I changed my pants and everything, I was okay, and I moved from the path on a hill nearby. The thing was, about 5 seconds after I moved my tune on that hill, that elder horn, majestic elder horn or something,
yep.
Mob passed right where my tune was. So about 5 seconds later, if I would stay there. I'm not sure if I would have died, but it would have been very tricky because that mob has a charge and it's very dangerous. So it was very close.
Wow.
I think you really jinxed me then.
Yeah. Okay.
So the lesson is Stone needs to shut up. I need to shut up.
Stonecrest. Back in effect. That's when you need
how
to
did
call
that
one
even
of your
start?
Tunes that. That
I don't
good.
Even
Stonecrest.
Know how that started. I don't even know who it was, the first person I did it to. You know.
Oh, doesn't know. Matter, but it's, you know. Words are hard, great. But words do cut and cause damage. That's what it's about. So, more talking from you.
Yeah, for the record, I don't really think you jinxed me. if I die, it's my own fault. So I don't blame anybody.
Well, but if
your
but if your client crashed, it's like what the
well,
like
that's
how
my
do you
computer then it's at fault. Is
you know, like oh my goodness, like at that
still,
time.
I still blame you.
Just of all times for it to crash.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that would have yes. Do you find that the emotional roller coaster of when you are leveling that first time, when you're taking that toon through the first time, that is it for you more heightened? Are you more aware of what you're doing? Are you more tense when you level that first iron, you know, when you're pushing that mount to make it to getting there first?
I used to be that way when I, for the first tunes that I took on the first. Nowadays, I'm much more balanced and I'm not really thinking ahead. So I'm trying to keep a level head and just do what I have to do and not think what's going to happen 2 days from now. Although I kind of rush a little bit at the end, but I wouldn't say I'm more stressed out or excited. It comes with the territory. When you do a lot of this stuff, you just get used to the stress and pressure.
Okay. Because, I mean, as we said, you are the king of first. So obviously, you to a degree, you are used to it to some degree. And that's amazing. Alrighty, so what advice would you give anyone wanting to try a challenge tune?
Don't be afraid to try any class, even the one that you don't know. And don't be afraid to die. It's going to happen. After this changes in Legion, it's a bit harder to die, but you're still going to be ambushed or fall or disconnect. So these things are going to happen. You cannot avoid this. I have a couple of tips, tips and tricks from my experience. Don't ever keybind your mount. You can accidentally press it and you can dismount and you're going to die. The icon for the mount should be out of the way somewhere in the corner. Just make sure you're not clicking it by mistake. I used to keep the same keybind structure for each tune. So I have, for instance, E is my heal key, Q is my short cooldown key, and R is interrupt. And my O snap spells are always in the middle of the screen, so I can always see them and separate it from all the other ones. Okay. Always keep your HP topped off, even if you have just 10% missing. Now, this is a personal preference. I don't loot mobs unless I really need something from them. This speeds up leveling and keeps them more on the ground. They're not respawning so fast if they're not looted. So if you're somewhere in a cave, for instance, when you go in, just don't loot, and they're not going to respawn so fast. It helps. I also use an add-on for keeping track of quests. It's called Holy, and it's it's very good. It let me know which quests I've done on the zone, which quests I still have to do. And it shows me the experience that I can get from a quest, so I can pick and choose ones that I really want to do. It doesn't help me with doing the quest, but it gives me some information about them. So I highly recommend that.
Holy. Okay. That sounds really good. I'm going to look for that very shortly, because that's always a good thing. You can get to the zone. I know I can get to the zone and have a idea of some of the quests, but I don't remember all of the quests. And that sounds like something that would be, you know, that would help narrow it down instead of having to go to Wowhead every 5 seconds, So just to help and streamline the leveling. And I suppose, like, for a lot of the veterans and that have been doing this for quite some time, that you would get so used to the path that you follow when you level, you know, when you level a toon. I've got my little path, but, you know, it's very little compared to perhaps like someone with your stature and what you've done. So I think that sounds really good. Stone, what do you reckon?
Well, the tip right. on the not looting mobs, I mean, I knew that if you don't loot them, the respawn rate is slower, but to be honest, I never put that together with playing in iron.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's a really good tip. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, oh yeah.
Of course. Duh. Of course. Like, someone's of gonna say it can. To make sense, right?
And that's the first time I've ever heard anybody actually say that. Say, don't, if you want to level up faster and make sure that the mobs don't respawn on you, don't loot them. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and especially it's also a time saving, because each second or 2 seconds that you waste by looting that, it's time that you could just go ahead and go to the next mob. So,
so I could beat Lita faster.
Yes, that's I'm giving you some help.
Yes, yeah, stop it. Don't, no more tips for him.
That works for either of you, so.
Thank you. Yeah, you see, the problem with that, Lisanne, is that my OCD means that I need to loot everything. So I'm like, I need to, all that 3 copper, I might need that 3 copper.
I used to be like that, and I used to loot everything and do all the quests and kill all the mobs, and I just realized it doesn't work. You have to pick and choose. This challenge is not for OCD.
Yeah. Oh, so. Yes. Oh, I know. Rogue Star in the chat room says, I do the same with looting. Usually I'll take the coin, but leave behind the trash items, pots, elixirs, etc. Well, that's not too bad. But that, like you said, that slows you down by actually looting. Out, yeah. So by not looting, you're speeding it up. But well, you can go test that, Stone. Let's see. Just don't die. Don't die, okay?
Yeah, I won't
die. Just be careful. Just take it slow.
I won't die on this character.
Anyway. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, thank you for coming and having a chat, listen, with us again. We do appreciate it, and we're glad that you're going to stick around and help us with the rest of the show. So for now, Stone.
Do 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 do. Here's news in the world of Warcraft, because the bumper doesn't work anymore. I have to recut it for some reason. Don't know why.
Silly bumper. All right, what have we got?
So first thing I want to talk about was Running of the Gnomes. It's happening right now on US Scarlet Crusade, if you can get on. From what I understood, I don't know
the joint one. Feathermoon?
Oh, is Feathermoon?
Scarlet Crusade, yeah, there's connected? Two. Yeah. Okay. You keep talking. I'll find out which one it is.
Basically what was going on is that people are saying there's too many mounts and pets out. I don't think that's really as big of an issue, but I think it's more that there's so many folks on, because there's a lot of people on, and the server keeps dying. I'm sure that the mounts and pets don't help, but, you know, I think it's more of a mass of folks that are trying to do this thing and help out and because I believe every person that runs, they will put money towards the donation, I think. So I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it's like a buck per person or if it's less or more. But Madness and Mice. So I guess he's actually on and we're starting into Duskwood. Okay.
Excellent. Oh, that's good. Well, I'm
so
glad.
Where do you guys go?
Can get booted.
Do you guys go to you guys go from, I guess, Ironforge and Nomer to, do you guys raid Org? Is that the thing? Is that you guys all raid Org at the end? Or something like that, or no? I can't remember. I thought they go somewhere.
I think
attack.
It's just going to
Booty Bay.
The Booty Bay, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's running all the way down to Booty Bay because last year they had they took over Booty Bay, and then I think after that they went to Ogrimmar. But
right, yeah, okay, so that was not official.
I think it was
right.
Yeah, it was to make it to Booty Bay first. I'm
posting
a
link in Twitch chat in case anybody wants to help out with them. And this is the original post by Dravi as well. And all proceeds are towards, I believe, finding a cure for cancer, right? It's cancer research, I guess it would be the more appropriate thing. And, you know, cancer sucks. It's not good.
Yeah.
Lita, do you want me to...
I was still looking for
I thought I did see Feather Moon in Twitter, so
yeah, that's,
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, so Scarlet Crusade's definitely where they're based, but there is another connected realm that you could jump onto. Oh, here we go. Oh, just as a look up, there it is. So character needs to be on Scarlet Crusade, Feather Moon cluster.
Okay.
So on those that, yes, but as I said, they're obviously off and running and making their way to Booty Bay, as Madness is saying in our chat room. So yes, thanks Madness. Yes, they're definitely connected. So if you want to check it, I'm sure there are people possibly streaming it. It's a really good thing to do. Dravi, first off, is awesome. She's a warlock. What else can I say? She is awesome. And she, not only that, she's a lovely, lovely person. She's been doing this. I think this is the seventh year that they've done this. So, and cancer is a horrible, terrible, just one of the worst things that you can ever have to deal with. As someone who has dealt with it and come out the other side, it is certainly something that I would have loved to be able to do today, but server-wise, I can't get on. So I'll stay here and talk to you guys instead. But definitely, and if you want to donate anything, the donate link, I think Stone put up too, and it's all for research. No matter where, what country you're from, everywhere deals with, you know, this horrible, horrible disease. That if you're into donating, then yeah, even if you look at your local cancer councils and things like that, then most definitely just a couple of dollars can just help, you know, fund for the research and all of that. So so yes. All right. What else have we got this week? There was a bit more news than we expected.
Yep.
Apparently.
So Blizzard announced that Tom Chilton is leaving to work on. Sorry, I shouldn't say leaving. He's leaving World of Warcraft to go work on other Blizzard something else, which is, I believe, going to be Diablo 4. That's just me.
But nothing's been said.
Nothing's been said.
Just,
no.
He's
moved on to a new project. I'm pretty sure they will announce it at BlizzCon because they've got the special dice. And there was that whole thing about why they think it'll happen. There's a YouTube video by for a person by the name of Ryker, R-H-Y-K-K-E-R. And he actually goes into why they think that's going to be announced, as far as the loot box and all that kind of stuff that that we get. So the new head of World of Warcraft is Ian Hazzikostas, who you might know from the Blizzard Q&As that he's, you know, run a few of them. And he's also known on Twitter as Watcher Dev. And he was a fellow like, I wouldn't say you and I, but he was just a dude that played World of Warcraft too back in the day. And he moved his way up.
And he's a liar too.
Oh, is he?
Lawyer? Yeah. Well, he used to be. I'm sure it was a liar or some. Yeah. And he decided that he would apply for Blizzard when something came up and got to work at Blizzard. So he's gone from, you know, something completely different to working for Blizzard and being, you know, now a game director. I mean, how amazing is that?
I think he was part of Elitist Jerks, I think, where they would, like, they would figure out the math and be like, this is what you need to do. And I think he was from there.
They were so big back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Elitist Jerks. Oh, it's huge, yeah. Yeah.
It was one of the websites I used to go to all the time. That and the Warlock Den. I really miss the Warlock Den.
It will be good to meet with him in 2-3 weeks so I can bug him about online stuff. Because I...
You got a list?
Oh, I've got a list. I have a list. And they know my list. And they say, we'll pass it on. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Can you put something on your list for me, please?
No.
I could talk about it in my week, but can you put this on your list right now?
Sure.
I want a freaking plate vendor.
Oh, that would be nice.
Okay, we have no plate vendors in Undercity or anything for low levels. There you go. You tell him. That's what I want.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'll have to
Yep. So that's good. I freaked out. All I saw was Tom Chilton was leaving, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, that's what everybody else did.
No. He's still with Blizzard. He's going. I was like, "Please don't freak me out when I just wake up. That's not good." So
Rokester says that he wants hide, cloak, and helm. I have that on my list too because we had that, but it went away because of transmog, because of how they did that. And because we can't transmog white or gray gear, well, we lost out on that option now. So so we just kind of want the options that we had back, right? So because you know, we like our characters to look a certain way. And just because we play WoW a little bit differently doesn't mean we're not playing WoW wrong. We're still playing WoW. We still pay our $15 a month American. Which is like $30 Canadian.
Well, that's right. Some of us pay more than that.
$45 Australian.
Yeah, Ian, that's massive. Yeah, like he's now the game director.
So congrats to Ian.
I mean,
and
he's awesome.
Tom Chilton, you know, it's like, thank you, because you know he's been there, right? So
exactly. So it'll be, I'm really excited to see what happens at BlizzCon. I mean, what are we, 3 weeks away? Three? Whatever.
Less than three for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it'll be really good. I love watching the panels, you know, when they bring the Warcraft panels and the Q&As and all of that 15th? Out to see who's going to be there and to see some of, you know, some of the other people that are involved in World of Warcraft will obviously, you know, they may get a bit more featured, prominent with, I suppose, discussions and information. So really excited about that.
Technically, 3 weeks from today, BlizzCon will be wrapping up.
Yeah.
So we're like right there. The other news is patch 7.1 Return to Care Rizan is coming out. They say it's coming live on October 25th. As far as we are concerned, don't care about the five man, don't care about Trial of Valor raid. More Sir Remar quests. I don't really think we care about that a whole lot, because for the most part, I don't think irons are going to be going into that area because it's deadly. But if you do have Blood of Sargeras or Sargeras, whichever way you want to pronounce it, there's a vendor now, Garrus, right? Yeah, I think it's a hard God. G, right?
Yes.
Sargeras, right? Yes. So there's a new vendor for it. So that, I mean, that's pretty much the only thing that we care about. From what I understood, that there's no real big changes to classes and all that.
Lisanne, what do you think with the patch for as someone who has leveled? With anything that you think the patch would impact on the irons leveling?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? No.
Oh, sorry. I was just asking, with the new 7.1 patch that's coming, do you think there is anything that would impact the irons or the challenge tunes?
I haven't seen anything related to Iron Man. Mm-hmm. It's only high level content, so no, I don't think 7.1 is gonna affect anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, cool.
So that's the World of Warcraft news.
Excellent. Well, it's been a busy week, Okay, excellent. Well, how about we go on to our site news, and we can skip that because
I swear I'm going to get the FAQ updated. I swear I'm going to do it. My plan is to get it done before I leave. So, in the next 2 weeks or so, I'll get it done. So we have the Iron Contest. We have a week to go.
Yay!
The contest is going to be ending.
One week to go. I know.
Yes, we have. It's only 2 weeks long, so the contest will be ending at 6:59 p.m. Eastern time. So when we go live with their show next week, the contest will be over, and then I have jobs that run that will do all the stuff and will tell me things. Some things I wanted to talk about was that Maddie got off to a huge lead and then died. Pius Brittle died as well, but on the list it doesn't show him dead. I need to tweak the code a little bit. It will eventually after a certain amount of time. It's just I need to pick that stuff up faster for these particular characters, and it can be done. Yep. It's just I gotta tweak it a little bit. So I wanted to go down the top five. And at number five, we had Iron Pala VX. Would have hit level 34, but I saw on Twitter she just died. So that's Rogue Slayer's character.
Rogue Slayer, no! Wow.
So coming in at fifth now is actually Zords Will Win at level 32. Number four is Palmetto at level 40. The best is at level 40 as well. And second is Zaya Pali at level 58. And Lancis, who is Lissan. Dang it. Gotta stop doing the bad name. Is level 68. But didn't you say that you were close to hitting 70, I believe?
Well, I'm not close, but I think I can do the last two levels this evening.
Killing me. Oh,
okay.
Duh. All
right. Wow. All
right.
That's amazing. Congratulations, everyone. That is fantastic.
And I don't see Lita on there.
What an effort.
I don't see Lita on that list, though, anywhere. Where?
I'm not in the top five, but I'm there. Thank you very much.
Just don't die, Lita, and you're gonna be there.
I know. See, people the thing are is, Stone die, will get cocky, and then Stone will die, and he'll be like, "I'm gonna win, I'm gonna win," and then he'll be like, "No, I died," and I'll have a head start. So if he has to start all over again, I'm already in the lead. So yeah, that's my strategy because I know he will eventually. And I'm not saying it as a jinx because I know what it'll do. So, yeah.
This one's gonna go all the way.
Okay. Excellent.
Yep.
Good luck. All right. How about we talk about the state of the challenges as in the normal challenges? So let's talk about the irons for this week. So at 68, it's not. It's 68 is the tune, is at hit level 63. And then So how do you say that? Lancy is 68?
Lancis
is 68. And then Drevin's never died backwards. Okay.
Yes.
Is 72. So Maddie died at 77. Azzy Iron hit 78.
Yep.
Peaches hit 86. Jern Mand hit 102. Oh, there's another one going. Nandaru hit 103. Ironster hit 105. And then another Never Died H hit 107. Yep. Wow. Good job, guys. So there's a few going through now. That's fantastic. All right, listen, can you do the bloods for me, please?
Yeah. Ironic Side, level 10. Wall Blood, level 12. Sungrind died at level 18. Lucy Lin, BLD, level 20. Aim Shaper.
Yeah, I think it's Shaper.
Yeah. Died at level 20. Sunryu, level 23. I know this name. There was another Sunryu, I think. Thurston, level 27. Gore Crazed, level 36. And Soulbound, level 61.
Wow. That's awesome. This is doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
61. That is fantastic. All right. Well, good job, guys. Now, Pacifist. So, Joyful Vegan hit level 29. I know that's Rogue Slayer. Is Bloodar died at 29. Compassiona. That's Rogue Slayer too, I'm sure. Is level 30. Flower Child hit level 32. I love that name. That is really good. Oompa Pompa hit level 46, and so did Huey Hamster. Latifolia hit 56. Inapt Iron hit 62. The Ugly Truth hit 66, and Serenella hit 66 as well. So congratulations, everyone, on your leveling, and commiserations to everyone we lost this week, because it looks like we certainly have lost a few. But good job, everyone. So how about we go on to our weekend WoW? So Lisanne, what have you been doing?
As I said, I was leveling my contest soon. It's now level 68 in Outland, Nagrand. It seems much easier than I expected to be after the Legion buffs. I had zero close calls, and one time I dipped below 50% HP, and I didn't upgrade my armor until level 45. So you don't really need a plate vendor. The gear that you get, the starting gear, is good enough until level 45.
Yeah, Alita.
Really? Shouldn't need.
Yeah, Alita.
Yeah.
Wow, I ran around buying mail. I was looking for mail.
It's the mail one is barely better than the plate starting gear, so
yeah,
it's not worth it.
Okay,
I also did some regular tunes in Legion. My main is 110, and it's kind of reached the progression wall. Because at this point, I only have to do raiding and dungeons, so there is not much leveling or solo content I can do with my main. And also the Alts, are kind of blocked because the professions are so tied into group content that I don't really have the will to go ahead with them. So I only do some world quest on my main and some class hall missions on my outs. So that's what I play on regular tunes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it is frustrating that Lita the profession stopped.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to be like,
but anyway. So I will talk to you about that Thursday night when we or whenever we get together for Adventures in Azeroth, because I have more words to say about that.
Wow.
But anyway, I do. So yeah, I know you're so excited. I will vent my frustration with you then. So Stone, what have you been up to this week?
I had my priest that I ran out. Doomly rolled, but I haven't touched it because I wanted to play my con test soon, because I know that I have to beat you, and I am going to beat you because I'm better than you. Sure. And I what so honestly we just like to rib each other, it's okay. Ghostlands honestly was no problem. I got lucky because I was killing, I didn't write it down here, but I was killing the guys in the Dreadscar, and yeah, then there comes, which one was it? I think it was Lurzon came on by, and I was just in range of him, and he began to come at me, and I ran. And so, luckily there are other characters there that saved me. I don't know them, but thanks. But, you know, so they killed him, and I got the and I got the credit for that kill, even though I never hit it. Oh, did I hit it? I might have hit it and then ran. Because I was level 19, right? Too, and I was like, I'm not gonna do that. So the only issue that I really had was that I was trying to do all the quests in each zone, and I was doing the elite that's in charge of the Scourge base, like he's in the tower or he's in the pit. Bob's now meowing. Hey Bob. So when I go to look at him, you know, he's a level 20 elite with 4.2k health versus my level 19 18 which is only at 8. She's only at 800 something health. And I'm not gonna do that. So that was the only one I didn't really do. When I hit 20, I skipped Silver Pine, and I went right to Hills Parade. I didn't have any problems there. Honestly, I messed around in the Cape of Stranglethorn and Western Plaguelands. Oh, I did go into Arathi. And I'm used to playing Alliance now, and I'm running from the Horde base just inside the wall, and you run across, you have to go kill some guys over at some farm that's just north of Refuge Point. Now, because I'm used to playing Alliance now, I just run, right, and I don't care. So I just run, and I guess I was close enough that I got one of the town guards, to start to come after me. So I got flagged, and I'm like, why am I flagged? And I turn and look, I'm like, thank goodness he was only level 35, because I would have been dead.
Wow.
Yeah. So I ran, and I kind of...
I'm sure there is some 110s
in sure.
In that, yeah.
Well, in that spot, I don't think so. No, I think they are all 35s, because that's like a PvP area too, so I think they kind of want.
I thought there was a couple down.
You think that there are some 110s?
There is not supposed to be 110 over at Dun Mordo thingo, but there is.
Well, so,
I guess if you attack with a high level player, the high level guards are gonna appear too.
Yeah,
I mean you're not gonna have level 35 guards defending against the level 110.
Yeah. I think at that point I was level 26 or 27.
Wow.
So I was like,
you were lucky.
Sure. I ran and I so found a bush.
Life number one.
No.
Nine lives.
I got eight left. Hid inside of a bush and I waited my five and I waited there for my 5 minutes to go, and I got unflagged and I carried on and everything was good. So I messed around in Cape of Stranglethorn a little bit because I didn't want to get too involved in there, and yep. Went to Western Plaguelands, and I'm at level 40 and planning to do Eastern Plaguelands, but based on Lissan's advice, I don't think I'm going to be doing Eastern Plaguelands. I'm going to figure out something else to do at level 40.
Actually, with these changes again, I think Eastern Plaguelands may be easier than before. So, I don't really like it, but I mean, it's up to you.
I'm used to going through Eastern Plaguelands, so I would totally go do it. Yeah, go do it. Go on.
Oh yeah, sure. So, yeah, thank you.
I support your decision.
You're funny. Madness of Mind has a Blizzwatch link to the 7.1 notes on it down towards the bottom. They mention that in many cases the level 1 to 10 things that introduce the class have changed. Oh, okay. I could go onto the PTR right now and just go check it, right? That might take about a half an hour to create a character for each class. Anyways, or I could just read the note. Thank you for the link. I'll go have a look at the
thank
link
you,
after. Yeah. So the other thing I did was Diablo 3 Iron Man. I tried, and it's harder. It's definitely harder, and I only played for about a half an hour, and I was having lag and server problems, and I was like, you know what, I got a level, and I said, that's it. I didn't want to die. I just felt too anxious that I was going to...
What levels?
Oh, level, I'm going to say 9 now out of, so okay. I have quite a ways to go, but I wanted to get to about 15 or so. But again, connection issues, and I don't think it was me. I think it was Blizzard. So I decided no, I'm not going to risk my hardcore character. And no. So I did try to do. I was going to stream. There's this new streaming service because we are on Twitch right now, so we might get cut off. There's a new streaming service called Forge.gg. And there's been some people going over to it because it's new and it's fairly easy to use. Basically, you download a client and you say, pick a game, show my webcam or not, and go. However, I was having some problems. So if you are trying to run this and you have your client open and you have the Forge client open and it's just blank, if you are running NVIDIA game sharing, turn that off, okay? Because I think it's because they're both overlays and they try to fight each other to see who will be on top, and it doesn't quite work very well. So once I turned that off, I kind of thought, oh, maybe I'll turn that off and see what happens. And Forge worked great. I have not streamed yet. I mean, everything else worked fine up to that point because I didn't get a chance to stream. But I'm going to try it. You know, it's somewhat new, and there's not a lot of people on there.
It's own streaming things.
Yes. So you do not need XSplit. Okay. You do not need XSplit. You do not need OBS. You just run their thing and it goes. And the reason why a lot of people are using it is because Twitch has got a lot of people and it's hard to get your name heard, right? And so when you start off with somebody new and fresh, you kind of hope that they grow as well. And with them, you can grow with them as well. So I'm not saying we're gonna pull everything off of Twitch because I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. But you know, I'm gonna give this a go and see how it goes. I know of RoxyQT is using Forge. I know Hey Heather Bay is using Forge, and Master Boomy is also on Forge as well. So so there's been a few people moving over there just to see how it goes. So okay. If you have any technical issues like that I had, turn off NVIDIA game sharing and hopefully it'll be good. And that's all really I did for streaming and WoW challenges stuff. Everything else was regular character raiding and that stuff.
And that.
So Lita.
Yes.
Tell us, Lita, about your non-top five character.
Oh, low blow, Stone. Low blow. Don't die, okay? Just don't die. So I've been sick. So I started off, I got my tune to level 7 last week during the show. And Sunday afternoon, I got really sick, and I was sick for all the week, and it really wrecked me, had this nasty virus. So I didn't get to do much, and I sat down yesterday and finally started leveling. So I started at level 7. I was over in Eversong, and I went through Eversong, went into Ghostlands, so that's cool. I'm not a fan of going through Ghostlands on challenge tunes. So I hit level 14, and I decided I would just go see if I could find some gear, and I ran all the way around Silver Moon. I swear to God, I know every vendor now in that place and where everything is, and there was nothing. So I decided I'd go to Undercity. So I traipse off to Undercity, and I'm like, do, 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 do. And I know Undercity much better than probably most places other than perhaps Ogrimmar. So I found the male vendors, and I found the weapon vendors, and I picked up a nice weapon, a two-handed axe that was actually a bigger upgrade than what I had. So that was kind of cool. But there was definitely no plate. So that was concerning. But it's interesting, Lysanne, that you said you don't need anything. Just keep going with what I've got. So I'll give it a go and I'll see. But yeah, I felt it was really a bit like, well, I wanted to see what pretty plate outfit I was going to have. Because that was my whole thing, you know.
You can do that on another character. This is your iron.
The starting plate looks pretty good, I think.
It doesn't, exactly. It doesn't matter if it's like white or gray or whatever. I like to buy the sets because, you know, I want my toons to look cute while they're going out, you know, murdering stuff. So that's kind of cool. And then I was like, okay, well, that's fine. And I thought, I'm not going to go back to Ghostlands. No, bugger that. So I decided I would go to Silver Pine, and I picked up from the board. There was the quest to go and talk to Sylvanas in Forsaken Front. So I ran all the way down there and started in Silverpine. And admittedly, they were probably green, like, to start off. But I know Silverpine so well that I've done it I don't know how many times. And I always love the story. Even though I'm not doing it on an undead, I'm doing it on a blood elf. I was like, yep, no, I'm going to go through Silverpine. So I did. I went all the way through Silverpine, even down to the wall over in, you know, Worgen area, did all of that stuff. And the only stuff I didn't do was the first part of... I'd done the first part with... Baron and Lord Godfrey and the other one, the three of them. And you've got to go into, you know, you've got to go kill the spies and that. And then they give you a couple more quests. And one's to go kill the commander and one's to get the plans or something. And I know I have had trouble doing those. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. And I think I was about level 23. And I was like, I'm done. I got the achievement for Silver Pine for doing the quest. So I was like, right, I'm going on to Hillsbrad. So I took on over to Hillsbrad. I always love doing the quest. I love that quest. It's like one of my favorite quests. Is when they all come along and, you know,
hey, hi.
You've got a handout.
Hi.
Yeah. It's so good. And, you know, do you smell what the Loctar is cooking? What can I say? It's hilarious. So I always like to do them. And then I started on Hillsbrad. So I got all the way through that, went over to see, what's his name? Stillwater in the sludge
the
pen
warden?
Farm.
Yeah,
the warden, and yeah. Did all of that. I had I wouldn't say a close call with warden, but at the point that he changed from himself into the big, I lagged. I had like this 2-second, 3-second lag, and I was like, no! And anyway, I came back and I was fine. I probably was only maybe about down to about 45%. So, and then, yeah, I hit him and like whacked him really hard with my axe, and he died. So I was like, okay, that was it wasn't close, but it's certainly the lag aspect. Yeah. Was like, I'm breathe, you're okay. And
your character is on an Oceanic server, so you shouldn't have any lag, but I guess it's just system lag.
Shouldn't, but Dathomir's been really, I don't know, I'm not finding it as smooth as Earthen Ring. So really? I don't know what's going on, because you would think that it's oceanic and I'm oceanic, that it would be better, but it feels a little disconnected. I don't know. I found it really weird. And that was when I first made the tune, and I was like, this isn't running as smoothly as I thought it would. I run smoother over on Northern Ring. How crazy is that? So anyway, I just keep going through. So I got down and went and killed the sludges, did the sludge stuff, had the chat one, and I was like, I'm not even going into chat.
Why did chat? It was easy.
No, I was like, no, I'm not even going to take, there's just some things that I just am not going to do. So I ended up not doing chat. I didn't do stupid Yeti thing.
I was like, nope, not doing that.
I don't do caves. And there was another one. No, I went in the cave. I did the Yetis in the cave, but the big Yeti that wanders outside, taking him. Yowler. I didn't do that. And there was another one that I was, oh, that's right. When you get down to the Eastern Tower, they give you a quest to go into the Dunmorrow challenge place. Where you go when you go into Hillsbrad for the that dungeon. Oh. You know, when you go back in time. And then you go into that area, man, with the stone walls called? And you know what I'm talking about? I can't think. Yep. I can see it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's where Thrall was held and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So in normal, there's some elites around that. Now, I had the one to kill this elite thing, and I was like, okay, it's only saying it's a one person. All right. That was my close call. I got to like 11% health. I seriously thought I was dead. And then they were like, well, hang on, we'll give you another one. And I'm like, no, nah, I'm done.
Bubble.
I was like, yeah, it was not good. But the thing I found interesting, and I mean, I've not leveled a Pally all the way. I don't play a Pally very often. The highest Pally I've got is my heal Pally that I run with Ash and Wingy, and they're all in heal spec. So, because we do dungeons in heal spec, because, you know, why not? And I didn't realize I hit Divine Shield, and okay. I couldn't hit Lay of Hands because you can't have that debuff, the forbearance debuff on you at the same time. Thank you, Durnhold Keep. Thank you. That's it. Yeah, so I was really lucky that I got away with that. So I was like, yeah, no, we're going to call out the quest that I'm not doing that again. Because I really did. I thought I could see everything flash before me. And I was like, I'm dead. You know, Divine Shield's worn off. And anyway, I just managed to pull it off. And I was... I was sitting there shaking, going, whoa, that was way, way, way too close. So yes.
No,
so she ended up hitting 28 last night. And I don't think that's too bad an effort from 7 to 28.
It's not bad.
I kept going, and it wasn't that bad. When you're in the flow of it, it was kind of, you know, it went. I was like, wow, yep. I'm level 28 already. So other than that, I did go back to see if I could find some extra gear. But yeah, obviously there's none. So I will just have to keep going with what I'm going. And I'm still in, where am I? I think I'm still in Hillsbrad.
You're in Australia.
And that too. But I'm still in Hillsbrad. I can go into Arathi, but I'm not quite prepared to go into Arathi yet. So I'm not sure whether I want to head back over to, like, head all the way over to Kalimdor and start over there. So I don't know, but she's in
what Charmel. Level are you?
28.
Stone Talon Mountains.
Go to Stone Talon. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I called out I wasn't gonna do those three quests in Hillsbrad. So I've got one to go down to the bottom keep and look for a ghost, but I got a feeling that might be a bad idea. So I'm kind of don't think I've got too many options to, I don't think there was any other quests that popped up. I did get the quest to go up to the, where the Alliance stuff is. And I was like, no. So I think that's where I left it, because it does the whole, you know, it shows you the gaze and, you know, the four fingers. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going up there. That was where my first death was, my very first iron, which was my warlock way, way, way back. I was level 36, I think it was, and I fell off one of those points there. So yes, so it's not a favorite place, so I think I will not go there. So I will think about going to Stone Talon and we'll see. So other than that, I'm still getting there and we'll see. We've still got a week, guys. Still got a week, peoples. So good luck everyone on your competition entry. And we will see who the winner is next week. Next show. How exciting. Yeah. All right.
So does that mean that if Lysen wins, we bring him back on next week?
Yeah. Then he'll have to come back and talk to us again. How exciting.
And we have to ask him the same things, though.
No, we won't ask him the same things. We'll talk about something else. That's all right.
So should I lose?
Wow. Boom, he says. Boom. Awesome.
Don't let it.
Don't let it.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about we go on to chit chat? So this is where people can write in and tell us about their tips and tricks, warn us about potential disastrous areas quests, and any questions that you might have. So, Lisanne, can I get you to do the first one for me, please?
This first one comes from Twitter, Scott Cook. How exactly do you start the Ironman challenge? It sounds interesting, but I feel like I'll screw it up with my first level 10.
I actually wouldn't mind hearing your response to that, Listen, because...
I think you just start like a regular tune, and the only thing you need to worry about is not equip any green gear. Other than that, the first maybe 30 levels, it should just work like a regular tune. There is no big difference. From 30 on, you should start paying attention on what quests to do, what mobs you should attack, and try not die, basically.
Yeah, and don't drink potions, because you will get potions at low levels. So don't drink them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I never thought it was one of the hard things to do. Like, when you're low level, it's just play. And you will die. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, learn from that and don't make that error again. Right?
Yeah.
If it's something that you can help. Right? So. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely an... It's an interesting way to play. It really changes things up for you guys. Yeah. For me, I know for certain, I play a challenge tune really differently how I play, you know, my normal tune. I've died so many times on leader in Legion. It's just crazy. Whereas, you know, you don't have that luxury with a challenge tune. So I try and tread very carefully, except when I do stupid things like take on stupid elites. But anyway, alrighty. So we did have some information that was in Discord, in our Discord channel. Mm. And if anyone is not in our Discord channel, they can find the link on the website for Discord. We have chats. You can jump in there. Don't forget, if you want to have a talk to your fellow challenge friends, they jump into the Discord as well, and you can use it for chatting as well as for voice. So, but PS Ducky had mentioned to us that they had an issue with a quest which was called Resistance is Futile, and it was a very near-death experience. So they were just letting us know about it. So it was kill 20 Worgen combatants, which I'm assuming is Ruins of Gilneas.
It's in the south of Silverpine, I believe.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Either that or it's over on that Worgen island, but I don't think so.
Right. Hmm. But it glitched out for them, wasn't it? That's what the...
So
just be a little bit careful. That was just mentioned. I mean, maybe it doesn't happen for everyone, but certainly if we let you guys know, then at least you can be wary of it. They did say that they'd put a post in the mobs and quests to avoid or be careful with thread regarding it. So on the website. So thank you for that, PS Ducky, because knowing about these things can certainly help us with, you know, when we're leveling through. So thank you very much for that. Okay, what else have we got? Chat room. What's chat room being saying?
You know, Madness of Mind linked us the post on Blizzard Watch, and we'll add that to our link. But I just wanted to read the part that is about the level 10 stuff. In this patch, a large number of changes are made to improve the order and the flow of abilities gained while leveling all classes. In many cases, the level 1 to 10 abilities that introduce the class have changed. Many special bonuses and features for class abilities are now granted by upgrades that are learned at a later level. This applies to every spec for every class other than Death Knights and Demon Hunters. And for an example, like they give three examples. Druids below level 10 now use Wrath and Moonfire as their primary damage abilities rather than Shred and Ferocious Bite. So I think this is... I don't know if I want to go through and level something up to 10 on each character, but if people are reading or listening to this, if people are listening to this and want to go on the PTR and level up something from 1 to 10 and tell us, you know, what's been changed, that would be cool. But yeah, I think it would take too long for me to bother doing all the classes, because there's like 10 classes that I'd have to go from 1 to 10. I mean, it doesn't take that long to get 1 to 10, but it still means I still got to go sit down when I could be doing other stuff too. And it doesn't seem to be huge, though. I don't think it's going to be huge to change the leveling path and make it harder. In fact, I think it's probably going to be make things easier too. So... Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm.
That's the but we'll add the link. Can we add the link here? Here, I'll add the link to the show notes right now.
Excellent.
Bam. Is that okay?
Bam.
Okay.
I'm on Forge at the moment, but cool.
You're on Forge? Cool.
Yeah. I just created.
You created.
Start broadcasting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I want to have a look at it, see what it's like. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, have we got anything else that we need to...
Well, as he said that he died by the frost paw trapper in Grizzly Hills and their aimed shot. Apparently, the aim shot has not been fixed. Like, well, this is something we knew back when Warlords came out, because it was supposed to be something with the... dat squish, but I don't think it did, because he got hit for 12,900 damage. 12,300 from a normal mob. Like, that's nice. Yeah, and he died.
Yeah, so, this is a known issue. We had a discussion on forums as well about aim shot and being bugged, and it appears they didn't fix it in Legion.
Yeah. Oh, that's on my list of things to do. Or things to ask. Say, hey, can you guys fix this? And now Bob is going to be gracing us with his presence, I think. And he's in big trouble because he's not supposed to be up on the desks.
Naughty Bob. All right. Well, hang on. Well, if that's all we've got, how about we go on to wrap?
Okay. So our next show will be next week, Saturday, October the 22nd, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, because we haven't switched over yet. And that is Sunday, October the 23rd, 9 a.m. Queensland time, which is also 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, and 1 a.m. Central European Time, because they should have changed too. Actually, I'm not sure. No, they change when we change, so they haven't changed yet.
Anyway, we're a multi-time zone freaking time working
can we just,
podcast.
Can we just stick to a time and, you know, that's it. Anyways, Listen. Thank you, man, for coming. And I swear I will one day pronounce your name properly.
I almost got used with Lysen as well.
Oh, man.
Well, we do appreciate you coming and having a chat with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Do you want to let everyone know where they can find you if they want to chat with you?
Yeah, I have a Twitter, LisanWow. I also have a WoW Ironman Lisan on YouTube where I put all my video uploads. The Blood Elf Paladin is 100% streamed from level 10 onwards, and all the videos are there for if you want to watch. There is no commentary, it's just gameplay and some, I hope, good music.
Excellent.
Cool.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, very cool. Alrighty. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. So if anyone wants to contact us, then check out the website, which is wildchallenges.com. You can email us, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. We are on Facebook because we can, which is facebook.com /wildchallenges. And we have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/wildchallenges1. Wow. Don't forget, come check us live every week, which is on twitch.tv/wildchallenges.
Thank you for Patreons for helping out. Appreciate anything. Like I said, if we can get to a certain amount, we will start giving away Blizzard gift cards each month for a random person. You can find me on Twitter at @wildchallenges, and as well as the podcast Adventures in Azeroth, which we do once a week with Lita.
Yay.
Over there.
That's right. And you can find me. I'm on Twitter, which is at LitaWow, LEETAWOW. You can check out the other shows that I do, which is, yes, Adventures in Azeroth with him over there. But I do Behind the Avatar and Geektopia podcasts as well. So, thank you. What?
I'm the champ.
Don't die, Stone.
Well, I'm not the real
don't
champ.
Forget, big thanks to Mark Conan, as always, for our intro. Love it, have always loved it, and we greatly appreciate him helping us with that. If you want to find out if he can help you with voiceovers or, creating something memorable, then check him out. He's on Twitter at Mark Conan WoW, or he is half of the Torrin Think Tank with Jules. Contact him via that as well. Other than that, guys, I think we are done. So thanks, chat room. Thanks, everyone, for hanging out with us. And that's it. So thanks. I say bye. Bye,
thanks,
guys.
For listening. See you later.
Bye. Until
next time. Don't die, Stone. Don't die.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016, wowchallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.